Continues in the Chafetz Chaim, Yisya'at Ishmaya. And so the Chafetz Chaim says that he heard from a great person that someone had asked them, Rebbe, I'm the majority through my tefillah. I'm at the end of davening with my Shemona Esrei. I did not have any kavana. What am I going to do to now have kavana? What can I do? Obviously, he's not asking his Shemona Esrei. He's saying, in such an instance, this happens to us sometimes every now and then, where you wake up and it's Maidim. It's really embarrassing. What do you do? The Shiva and the Gain responded, I'll give you a mashal. There was a kid that was standing by the market with a big basket full of vegetables to sell. And he was attacked. People took advantage of him and were taking from the basket. He was frightened. He had no idea what to do. How to react? A smart man from afar said out towards him, why are you just standing there? What are you waiting for? That everyone, that everything you have in the basket should be taken? This person is a thief, is a taker. Why don't you take? You should take, and whatever you take, you'll have. Says this guy, and that's what it's like in tefillah. The Yetzer Hara, he might have taken over hold over you. He might have created a lax, some bad makshavos. Or a person's just distracted, he's spaced out. And because of that, many of his brachos in Shemona Esrei, he did not have kavana for. Says the Gain, but you take hold, you strengthen yourself. And with all your ability, have kavana and whatever brachos you have yet to say. Says the Chafetz Chaim, and so too by us when it comes to Lashon Hara. The Yetzer Hara, he might have won today in getting us to say things that are usher. Stand strong. Tomorrow you will be victorious. And even if a chas v'shalom, again the Yetzer Hara gets us to say something usher, it's okay. Fight back. Regain arms. And Hashem will help you. Eventually you will see the special help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you become of the winners. Because Sheitach HaYesod, if a person wants to purify themselves, Hashem will help them. The point, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the idea, the goal, is that a person should always be a fighter. Should always be in battle. Don't give up. You don't have to be a winner every single time. It's not about perfection. But it's being someone who always is willing and wants to be a winner. Who's in the fight. He's always putting up a battle against the Yetzer Hara. And that's the pasuk in Koheles, that a ruler does not give up his station. Whether you take on more land or whatever is one thing, but where you are presently, that you're never going to give in. You're always going to be there for the fight.